There was a terrifying moment at Yankee Stadium yesterday.
Look out. Oh, my goodness. That is scary. It was absolutely laced.
A foul ball laced, ripped by the Yankees' Todd Frazier into the stands where it hit a 2-year-old girl in the face. The game was delayed. Players on the field were in tears. The little girl was taken to a hospital. Yankees manager Joe Girardi said he was told by team security that she would be okay. But some of the players are saying, why isn't there more netting? Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. He joins us. And Mike, we've been here before. You know, the Red Sox put up more netting after someone got hit there. It drapes down in front of the seats. It stops the balls. Why doesn't Major League Baseball mandate more netting?
And in Yankee Stadium earlier this year, the issue came up and a local politician introduced legislation. The answer is sight lines. They do have some netting. Everyone who's ever seen a game right behind home plate. But then you have Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, saying in a pretty removed from emotion statement, increased safety netting remains an ongoing discussion in the industry. We gave some guidelines 2 years ago, and we encourage individual clubs to look at their own stadium. So I guess he doesn't want to mandate it. But Brian Dozier of the Twins said every stadium needs to have nets. That's it. I don't care about the damn view of the fan. It's about safety. I still have a knot in my stomach because he saw the little girl. But of course, the view of the fans, for a player to say he doesn't care about the view of the fans, I understand he's emotional in the moment. You do have to weigh that. The thing is, when you have a site like this overtaking the story of baseball, I think a little bit of netting, a little more netting would go a long way.
Right. And others are saying until then, think about, you know, having little kids in that area, because you hit something like that. Dad, in this case, they tried so hard. You don't have a second to stop it.
Yeah, so, you do. And the kids aren't watching and the kids are looking in a different direction. That is absolutely true. I would even say when you sit down, your toddler shouldn't be in the seat closest to home plate.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So we think of her. But meantime, talk about the action on the field. A final 2 weeks of the regular season. Start with the Cleveland Indians. They've won 26 of their last 27 games. Are they the favorites to win the series?
I don't know, but they're so hot. It's not just the winning streak. So the winning streak solidifies our mind and points to this amazing team. But if you extrapolate stats out of the winning streak, what they've done with their starting pitching has been remarkable. And they were not just winning games. If you look at the run differential, you know how much more they scored than their opponents. They were crushing opponents, and they were throwing shutouts, and they were throwing complete game shutouts. If they go into the postseason playing anything like that, yes, they are the big favorites. But of course, as we'll see when we talk about the other best team maybe in baseball, or the team we definitely thought was as good as them, the Los Angeles Dodgers, fortunes change.
Yeah, well, what happened to the Dodgers?
They are the only team in Major League history to have winning streaks where they've won double-digit games and lost double-digit games. They were so good for so long that after the summer, you know, after August, articles were being written, they could lose their next 25 games and still be in first place. Guess what? They lost 20 of their next 25 games. It snuck up on everyone because they're a great team. They had a lot of bad things happen to them at once, and it seems that a couple of their acquisitions actually hurt the team. They've gotten away from that horrid pace in the last few games. But it's really concerning for a team that was the favorite.
Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst and host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. This is when some people start paying attention to baseball.
Yes.
So, Mike, we'll have you back. Thanks.
You're welcome.